Okay, so this is Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle newspaper, and I'm here with Wayne Hawaii 5-0 Mardle. Brilliant to meet you, mate.
Pronounced right. Well done.
Yeah,
well
done. Thank you, mate. So, welcome to Oldham. I'm just wondering, actually, Wayne, did you ever play here, maybe at the Blackthorn Masters? Was that...
No, that was way before my time.
Was it really?
I think was I was it? An embryo then.
No, I'm not saying
that. That makes me feel old. That makes me feel old. Yeah.
But no, I've been to Oldham and... kind of the outskirts like Manchester and Stockport and everywhere. I've been there a lot of times, but actually playing Oldham, no. So this is a first for me.
Yeah.
And it's been good fun.
Yeah, I mean the crowd, I mean I came last year to the first event last year, and it's, I think there's about another third extra in tonight.
Right,
really
well I'm
busy,
here,
yeah.
Come on.
Well this is it, the big draw.
I've got to say the world of darts is just growing. So nights like this, it's not every night you see Michael Van Gerwen, Bobby George, Peter Wright in the same venue, and Paul Scholes as well, and David May.
Really? I haven't seen them, so you give me a bit of news there. Yeah,
I was well pleased meeting them. So, look, they're fun nights. Yeah, of course we want to win, but you play and you have a bit of fun with the crowd, and if you can entertain as much as you can, then that's it.
Fantastic. So what do you think of sort of darts in general? Because I've been following darts. I used to work at Stockport, by the way, so I used to write a lot about Tony O'Shea and Darrell, obviously. They're the BEO,
of
course.
Yeah.
But darts in general, it's so busy. I mean, sorry, obviously Barry Earn keeps banging the drum for it and stuff, doesn't he? So it always has done. It's just so popular and it's growing all the time.
It is, but what I want to get through, and I mention the BDO a lot, even though I commentate for Sky Sports, which is PDC.
Yeah.
Without the BDO, the PDC won't work because they are a feeder. Whether they like it that way or not, which I know they don't, you look at the last few world champions. You've had Stephen Bunting come over. There's a few that have Scott Waits, Mark Webster's come over, and Christian Kist and a few of the others. Okay, Martin Adams never, but there's normally a few that have come over, and James Wilson, that was world number one just 2 years ago in the BDO system. The world of darts is big, full stop. Forget about PDC and BDO. It's a huge sport now. Huge sport. And look, we're in the press a lot because there's a case for promoting it
and
speaking about it. And I've got to say that the world of darts right now is in a real good spot.
Yeah.
And long may it continue.
Good stuff. So you have obviously been on the stage tonight. You've had a game. Unfortunately, you got beat, mate.
Yeah, oh, can we not talk about that? Look, Peter Wright was better than me.
But do you sort of miss the sort of cut and thrust of the match action, or are you quite happy behind the mic?
No, I'm happy behind the mic. I miss the stage. I do miss the stage because I'm a bit of a showman. I'm not that kind of introverted. I am the ultimate extrovert. But the tour for me doesn't work. Didn't work back in the day. It was a means to an end, and the end was getting on stage.
Yeah.
Look, I love nights like this. I probably do more than anyone. The reason being, I'm cheap.
Yeah. I hope everybody's listening out there.
But no, I enjoy them, and that is just it. And I think once the fans, like the paying public, see that you're enjoying it, they buy into it.
Yeah.
And there's one thing about darts that is unusual in any other sport. If the fans don't turn up and put their hands in their pockets, our game is finished. If you look at Premier League football, they don't rely on fans anymore. They rely on money from
TV
Sky and
stuff,
sponsors. That's what they rely on. And
that
filters down all the way through football. I know rugby is very, very similar. Cricket's similar. No sport at the moment, apart from darts, relies on fans. So it makes us special.
Yeah, and I think certainly if tonight's anything to go by, it's in pretty safe hands. There's already talk of putting on again next year. So, I mean, will we see you next year?
Well, hopefully, but we're pretty lucky. We're pretty lucky. We've kind of Modus Sports and Michael Van Gerwen as well, that is kind of, is always on their shows.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant product.
Yeah.
And that is it. And the organisers are as good as Michael Van Gerwen in that context. So, effectively, in my opinion, we can't lose.
Yeah, good stuff. Finally, the final question for you, mate, is you will be behind the mic at the Ali Pali next week. So... who's going to win it, mate?
Michael Van Gerwen will win it.
Just as Michael Vaught's passed there.
I just can't
I mean, let's
see
be
it.
Honest.
I can't see anyone beating him.
No.
I just can't.
He's been in phenomenal form this year, hasn't he? And
when he's average, he's better than the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That, for me, is good enough. All this nonsense about sets don't fit and don't work for him, it's just someone's narrative. It's just someone's storyline that, because he's only won one, he doesn't like sets. Well, a lot of rubbish. I just think he's the best player by a mile, so therefore he'll win it. If he doesn't win it, I'll probably go for Gary Anderson again or Peter Wright.
Do you think that, just looking to the future, and it'd be a long way in the future, do you think he could ever match Phil's stats in terms of world title wins?
I'm not even going to think about it. Not a chance.
It's a long way off.
No one will get near 16.
Yeah.
No one will get near 16.
Okay.
The fact that Michael is now, say Michael is brilliant for the next 10 years.
He'd still be a few behind.
Say he wins for the next 10 years.
Yeah, he'd still be two or three behind, wouldn't he?
Well, he'll actually be five behind. So
how many has he won?
He's won one.
Is that all?
He's only won one.
I thought he'd already won a couple.
He's got to win more. He's got to win more for how good the man is, which, in my opinion, is the best darts player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's not the most successful I've ever seen because he hasn't had a chance to do that yet. But he won't be as successful as Phil anyway. Let's be honest. I just think Michael van Gerwen is the most talented darts player I've ever seen in my life.
That's a perfect way to finish. Thanks very much, Wayne Mardle.
Cheers, perfect, thank you. Great chance.